Okay, Chevre, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav, Se'if Vav, we see a discussion about how deep the bedikos have to go, how thorough they have to be. This is the question of Chorin Ustakin and Admakim Shasha Mishdosh. These are the two Lashonos. Now, it's worth noting that these two issues are very different. Chayrin Ustakin and Admakim Shasha Mishdosh are two different issues. Admakim Shasha Mishdosh is only found in the Rosh and his Talmidim. It is not found in any other school of Rishonim. The Rosh quotes Admakim Shasha Mishdosh, Rabbeinu Yeruchim quotes Admakim Shasha Mishdosh, Lagos Maimini, who is like the same general approach, quotes Admakim Shasha Mishdosh. That's it. Admakim Shasha Mishdosh is not found in the Rishonim of the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. It's not there. It doesn't exist. On the bottom of the Rosh in the Ma'adana Yontiv in Perek Yud, Simin Hei, where this Rosh appears, the Ma'adana Yontiv notes that Admakim Shasha Mishdosh seems not to appear anywhere else. And in fact, it seems to be very difficult because, as the Beis Yosef notes, in Mitzias, Admakim Shasha Mishdosh is quite hard to accomplish for the simple reading for a simple reason being a teeny bit graphic because penises are larger than fingers. That's just the way it works. So Admakim Shasha Mishdosh seems to be difficult, and the Beis Yosef basically concludes that Admakim Shasha Mishdosh is something you should try to do on one occasion, and that's what appears in Shulchan Aruch, at least by Hefzik Tar and one other Bedika. Adkan Devarav. Mr. Press is going to say
okay, so
that there's a rivet.
Yeah, that's
so, wait. I'm aware of the rivet, but I'm also aware of the science of Gersology, which we will have to discuss within the Ravid clearly. Ta'amin li she'gam ani ra'isi divrei haravid banidon, and we will spend a lot of time on the Shitas haravid. Fair?
Yes.
Okay, what about Chorin Ustakin? Is Chorin Ustakin necessary by bedikos or not? Right? Now remember, Chorin Ustakin, the pashtus is, Chayrin Ustakin means that you rotate around to all the crevices, just like the top of my mouth has certain crevices. The vagina also has some. And that l'chaora is what Chayrin Ustakin means. Now, I should point out that in the Shi'urei Shevet HaLevi, Rav Wozner notes that some women misunderstand Chayrin Ustakin as being that you have to go very, very deep to try to get all the way till the cervix. Now, this is a bad idea for a few reasons. It's a bad idea halachically, because that ain't what Chorin Ustakin means. And it's a bad idea practically, because if you go very deep, you are likely to touch the cervix, which is very friable. I believe that is the official medical term. Friable means that it scratches easily, and you are likely to see some blood. I once had a woman who was very from Mamesh, an Erlicha woman, and she did her bedikos very seriously, and I noticed often that there was a tiny drop of pink on her bedikos. She was going too deep. The bodeket here in town, who I sent her to often, noticed that her cervix was like abraded and she was going too deep. And we had to explain to her that although she's very firm and she's trying to do bodekas thoroughly, but that was too much. It happens that in Mitzias, and I figured this out because of this woman in particular, often Dam Maka is pinker as opposed to Dam Nida, which is redder, ruddier, closer to a brown. But that's what we noticed from that particular woman, an Erlich woman, very frum, and she taught me a lot about this just by dealing with her and sending her to the local bodeket. So what's the story of Chayv Nustakin? Is Chayv Nustakin required by bedikos or not? So there are two gemaras that we really have to know. Nidodaf Heyomer Aleph. The Gemara says if a woman is Mishameshes be'edim, that if she has Tash Mishamita with Edim, so in that case the Mishnah says that goes Mipkida Lipkida, that you don't have to be Choshesh for Me'es La'es, right? But if there was a Bedika of Mishameshes be'edim, that suffices to reduce the amount of time. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Eid Lifnei HaTashmish, Einai Mema'et Kipkido. Right, there is a bedika before Tashmish that the Gemara is discussing. Zok the Gemara, Eid Lifnei HaTashmish does not count as a pekida. My time, Amar Rav Katina, Mitoch Shemuhuma Lebesa. She is excited about having Tashmish Hamita. So therefore, it does not count as a pekida. Frakti Gemara, my heva. So what? Zakti Gemara, mitosha muhuma la besa, eina machneses lechayrin ulustakin. Right, that's where Chayrin Ustakin appears in the Gemara. Since she's muhuma la besa, she's excited about having Tashmish Hamita, she won't go to all the corners, she's going to get it over with quickly, and therefore it's not a good bedika. The eid lefnei hatashmish is not a good bedika in terms of being mema'it. Now, how we understand this Gemara is the subject to a big dispute in Rishonim. Tosas Harosh al Atar, right? I think that's an official Rosenzweigian term. So the Tosas Harosh tainas that because it's not a good bedika, it is only kinuach, and therefore it's not a bedika at all. Right? That's what Tosas Harosh says. Tosas Harosh writes categorically that kol bedikas noshim tzorech lahikones or lahachnes lechorin ulustakin ube'inyin acher lo mikre bedika ela kinuach. Tosas Harosh is saying that fundamentally you have to be machnes lechorin ulustakin, and really, this woman with the Eid Lifnei Tashmish is not doing a good job, and she's not doing her full halachic obligation, no? Because she's Muhum al-Besa. And therefore, it's not a bedika at all. You are not Yotze, the din of bedika. As I state in Tosfis Harosh. The Rashba, in his Chidushim, concludes very similarly. Although the Rashba does have some, what I would call in Rosenzweigian terms, a striking formulation. The striking formulation is that because you're not going l'choyrin ulistakin, ein ze alachitzi bedika. Did you see that, Lashon Yosef, in the Rashba? That's, I think, a very striking formulation, no? It's a chitzi bedika, no? It's not a full bedika. And the halacha requires full bedika. Right, that's really what the Rashba tainas in his Chidushim. Me'idach, the Ravid in Shar Hasvi Rava Habadika, whatever it's called, you know? Yeah. How come I can't find stuff now? It's so easy to find in the basement. It's so hard to find once I close the safer and have to reopen it. What page is it in the Ravid? Anyone remember? We'll find it. Here, in Shar HaSfir Rabadika Simin Gimel. So the Ravid tainas that there are three bedikos chalukos zumizui. It's in this edition of the Ravid, in the Buchwald edition, it's on page 93. Right? The Ravid says there are three bedikas. The first one is bedikas kinuach, which is if you find a ketem, all you have to do is do an external wiping. Right? In other words, if I have three women sleeping in the same bed and the shayla is where the dam came from, you don't need a full-fledged bedika in that case. All you need is bedikas kinuach. By the way, kinuach is a lashon that the Rishonim are using to mean what is not a bedika, I call kinuach. Right? That's a very clear. Second type of bedika in the Ravid is bedikas bayis hachitzain v'hu mokim shashamishtosh v'hi bedika l'nidol zavol yom ha'afsaka ula bedikas hashiva asher marinu l'mayla. Zot the Ravid that bedika for hefzik tahara for shiva nekiyim has to be an internal bedika l'chayra. Bedikas hachitzain v'hu mokim shashamishtosh, you have to be bodik in the vagina, where the aver goes. And this is the bedika for hefsek and for shiva nekiyim. The third bedika is bedikas chorin nustakin, which is required only with taharis. And the Ravid understands when the Gemara says, mitayich shemahuma lebeisa eina machnesas chorin nustakin, nishalat hasha'ela, how come you're doing it if there's no chorin nustakin? Zok the Ravid, oh, you're doing it because for Taharis you don't need Chorin Ustakin. Right? So the Ravid's approach is that the Gemara is saying that she's doing the right thing when she does a Bedika, Kaidim Tashmish, and she's Muhumal Abesa. It's sufficient, Taka. Again, the Tosas HaRash who says what she's doing is not proper and she should really be doing more. Right? The Ravid is saying, no, what she's doing is proper. But the Ravid is distinguishing between the bedika for taharis, which is of greater chumrah, than the bedika lebaila, which is less chumrah. Now, Mr. Press noted that the Lashon HaRavid over here does mention the words shamishtosh, and there are, in fact, two different girsaot in this Ravid. The Beis Yosef's take of the Ravid is v'hu ad makim shashamishtosh. The Beis Yosef has the word ad that is added. What that would mean is a meir dekazach within the Ravid. That would mean that the Ravid is saying that the bedika labayla requires ad makim shashamishtosh, but does not require chayre nustakin, which is punkt fakert. From what we said before, no? We said that Chorin Ustakin is more chamor than Ad Makim Shashamishtosh. According to the Beis Yosef's take of the Ravid, Ad Makim Shashamishtosh is required, Lebaila, but Chorin Ustakin is not required, Lebaila. Wow. Now it happens that the Beis Yosef's Girsa in the Ravid is probably not the correct text in the Ravid. The correct text in the Ravid is not Ad Makim Shashamishtosh, but l'cha'ira, the correct text in the Ravid is that the bedik has to be makayim shashamishtosh, meaning internal bedika in the vagina, but not the depth. How do you know what the vagina is, I guess? He says, oh, the vagina is makayim shashamishtosh. He's like explaining the area. Right? I think that the correct text in the Ravid, but Hayotze, we so far have two shitas. Taisus Rush / Rashba assume that you need a full-fledged bedika. Any real bedika has to have Chayre Nustakin. The Ravid is saying you don't need Chayre Nustakin Labaila. Only the Taharis. That's clear. There is a third shita out there, which is a phantom shita, which many Rishonim quote from the Ramban, that the Ramban is saying that you only require Chorin Ustakin for Hefsek Tahara and not for Bedikas Shiva Nekiyim. This is quoted in the Torah's Habayis of the Rash, but B'Shem the Ramban. The Rash also quotes it this way, B'Shem the Ramban. Aval Habayahi, that the Ramban does not really say this. You see, everyone is quoting the Ramban in his Chidushim on Daf Hei. In the Chidushim Ramban on Daf Hei, the Ramban certainly entertains this idea. But the last line of the Ramban writes, Bal Nefesh Yachmir Bekach, no? Now, again, I think they say that Rav Amital, Zechron Olavracha, the Rosh Hashiva and Haretzion, used to say that when he was learning as a boy and they would encounter a line of Bal Nefesh Yachmir B'kach, the boys in Yeshiva used to think that what's a Bal Nefesh? Right? they would think of Baal Nefesh is Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, Rav Kook. These are Baalei Nefesh. You know, the Heilige Yidden are Baalei Nefesh. Today in yeshivas, Rav Amital noted that when any guy learns a Mishnah Berurah and sees Baal Nefesh Yachmir Bekach, that means I should be Machmir. No? This is like part of Rav Amital. You heard this from Rav Amital? And this is part of Rav Amital's Mahalach in life. Now, it happens over here, I would say, the Ramban is being a Baal Nefesh, is speaking about Baal Nefesh in the context of contemporary yeshiva bachrim, using the term Baal Nefesh. Because the Ramban in Chidushim on Daf Hei says a Baal Nefesh Yachmir Berkach, meaning that a Baal Nefesh should do all bedikas of Shiva Nekiyim, Bukhayrin Ustakin, no? And the Ramban in his Hilchos Nida does not even quote the Shita that Chayrin Ustakin is only necessary for Hefsek Tahara. The Ramban in his Hilchos Nida in Perek Beis Halacha Vav is so same that you need Chayrin Ustakin by all the Vedikas Labayla. No? In other words, if I put the Ramban together with the Ramban, so then what emerges is the Ramban is writing Hilchos Nida for everybody based on what he calls in his Chidushim about Nefesh. Ooh, right? You have to tell Rav Amital. No? Right? Zetman, you see that about, unless Ramban assumes that only Rav Kook was reading this Sefer, but I don't think that's reasonable. Right? I think Hilchos Nida, the Ramban wrote it for Hamonam, right? I think he writes in the introduction, no? That's intended for everybody. So, okay, Yesh La'ayin. So, Hayotze, what we have over here is three Shitas of Rishonim. When is Chor Nustaken required? Is it only required for Hefsek Tahara? That seems to be the phantom day that the Ramban presents. Is it required all Shiva Nekiyim? That seems to be a more mainstream Shita, the Rashba, the Tosis Harash. Is Chor Nustaken not required at all, Abayla? Seems to be the Shita of the Ravid. Now the note of Yehuda in his Tshuvas in Simin Mem Vav, Mamish changes the universe over here. You see, the Night of Yehuda points out that if you read the Ravid does not only quote the Gemara in Nida on Daf Hei, but the Ravid quotes the Gemara in Nida on Daf Yud Beis as well. Now, there are really two Gemaras on Daf Yud Beis, no? There's a Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the top, and there's a Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom, no? The Gemara at the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, Boy mine rib abba, ne rav huna, isha masha tivdek atzma kashir veses kadei l'chaya baila chattis. Can a woman check herself, kishir vesas, so that the husband be chayiv chatis? So Gemara says it's not shaykh to have a bedika of kishir vesas. You can only have a kinuach kishir vesas, and that's where the Gemara has the clear lashon distinguishing between kinuach and bedika. And Rashi over there writes that bedika means chayvin ustakin. Right? That is the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara speaks about a husband who left his wife, Bechezkas Tahara. He can return and just sleep with her without asking any questions, no? Because you assume that what was still is. She was Bechezkas Tahara, she remains Bechezkas Tahara, therefore she is okay. But if it's Bechezkas Tuma, she has to tell him Tahira Ani. And then the Gemara says, that when a husband asks his wife for Tashmish Hamita, that is the greatest bedika on the planet, no? Kevon Shatova Ein Lucha Bedika Gedayla Mizu. The Nodeb Yehuda thinks that the real Ravid, the real Raya of the Ravid is from that line of the Gemara. Kevon Shatova Ein Lucha Bedika Gedayla Mizu. And therefore, the Night of Yehuda Tainus, that according to the Ravid, you do not need any internal bedika at all. To be a bedika, all you need is to pay attention and not feel a hargasha. Kevan shatava, when you ask her for sex, that is the bedika. Ein lucha bedika gedayla mizu, because she's going to feel whether or not there's a hargasha. Now this lucha ora is no de Yehuda l'shit hasai, that the definition of hargasha is zivas davar lach. No. So the Rebbe Yehuda's highness, kevan shatava ein lucha bedika gedayla mizu, you don't feel nothing. There's no zivas davar lach, right? Lucha ora, if hargasha is something that happened beforehand, a psichas pi amakar, so kevan shatava won't help at all, because I maybe felt the psichas pi amakar earlier and I missed it. But if it's zivas davar lach, lucha ora, it's more of an ongoing thing. Again, this is Schwartz's hesver in the Nadav Yehuda. If you don't like it, you're free not to like it, but I think this is actually correct. So if you don't like it, you're wrong, I'm right. Right, that's my way of saying it here. But basically, the Nadav Yehuda is tining that the real raya of the Ravid is from Yud Beis Amar Aleph at the bottom. Kevin Shatava Inlacha Bedikik Dola Mizu. I think it's the Nadav Yehuda L'Shitasel that Hargasha is Zivas Dovralach. And therefore, the Nadav Yehuda tining is that the Ravid holds you do not need any internal Bedika at all. He says that the Ravid does not mean internal bedika. I, the Ravid, uses language of makim shasham shtosh. I think the Nadav Yehuda understands what that means, is that you're paying attention to your vagina. You're paying attention that there is no zivas davar lach, no swish swashing in the makim shasham shtosh. I think that's how the Nadav Yehuda understands it. And, okay, it's a sheet of the Nadav Yehuda. Zolzain. Yoni, you had a comment?
Why does it have to be an ongoing hargasha?
Because what does kevan shatava ein lecha bedika gedola mizu mean? Right, when you ask her for tashmir shamita, so that is the definition of bedika. Now, if the pshat in the hargasha is that I had a feeling beforehand, and then the dam comes out after that feeling, so right now maybe I don't feel anything, but who cares? Maybe I felt it beforehand. What's the raya of kevan shatava? I think the only raya of kevan shatava is that if you hold hargasha zivas davar lach, right? So then I would notice it now, even though right, it began to happen a few minutes ago. I continue to notice it. Kach nirali.
And she's gonna, the tzvia is gonna get her to start being conscious of herself
right
now.
I mean, of course, she's not conscious of it before the tzvia. The husband's out of town. Kevan shatava ein lecha bedika gedola mizu. Right? So, lucha ora, that makes sense. The Nodib Yehuda l'shita so. Now, the Nodib Yehuda over here pulls what I would call a shach. By the way, to find this Nodib Yehuda, you have to read a lot of Simin Memvav. Simin Memvav is very big. The Nodib Yehuda is disagreeing with his Mechutin. His Mechutin is with Chaim Tzanzer, no? The Tzanzer of, the Divracham. Right. So Nadav Yehuda is dissing with the Divrei Chaim, and he begins with a conversation about what's it called? About when we say Koisle Beis Harechem Heemidu, and at the very end he begins Dibur Hamaschel V'Nidon Midinei Habedika, and then he goes on and on and on. So Nadav Yehuda says not only does the Ravid hold that a mental bedika suffices, and you don't need anything internal. Not only does the Ravid say that, but he tainis, the Rif says this as well, and the Rambam says this as well. The Rif does not quote any dinim of bedikos. He's up the night of Yehuda, why not? Oh! The Rif says, I know why. Because bedika is not like a halacha that you gotta do, it's something that you gotta pay attention to. And therefore, the Rif doesn't quote it. And he says that the Rambam in Perek Dalet doesn't mention anything about bedikas, because the Rambam holds that you do not need internal bedikas. And his Ikar Raya is Gemara Yud Beis Amar Aleph Kevan Shatova Ein Lecha Bedika Gedoyla Mizu. That's all you need. Now, The Noda Yehuda then concludes, I have Gimel Chamurei Olam, right, it's not Chamurei, it's Chamurei Olam, the Ravid Rif and Rambam, and they hold that you don't need an internal Bedika. And then he says, you know what, Befrashi could be Mitzarev, the Shita of the Ramban, that you only need Chayman Ustakin for Hefsek Tahara, and for other Bedikas you don't need Chayman Ustakin. And the Noda Yehuda nems on, the Noda Yehuda assumes that if you don't require a Chayim Nustakin, that means you don't need internal Bedika. So he says, okay, now I got what to play with. I got a full deck. I have a Ravid, a Rif, a Rambam, and a Ramban. Now all Bedikas do not require Chayim Nustakin, which he understands to be, therefore you don't need internal. And therefore, you could be Mekel on just paying attention as a Bedika. Adkan Devei Hanoi Debi Yehuda B'Simin Mem Vov. And then the Noda Yehuda Tainus, I have another Gemara. State in Meseches Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Beis, that Batsheva, Sheva, what does it say? That she wiped herself. She wiped herself here. Yud Gimel Kinuchin. She wiped herself 13 times. Oh, here it is. Umeata, Achrei Asher Matzasi, Oimli, Gimel Chamorei Olam, Rif Rambam Ravid, Mela'ani Ani Ha'Po'ot Libi, Lodun Gamken Lohab Yismuchim in HaTalmud, Gamken Lohakob Ozeh, Behineh B'Mesechus Sanhedrin Chof Beis Amel Aleph, Amel Rav Yehuda, Amel Rav, Yud Gimel Mapos, Kincha Bat Sheva Ba'Osapam. That David HaMelech had beer with Bathsheba 13 times, and she wiped herself being Tashmish and Latashmish. And even though we know that the Bedika Kaidim Tashmish will not go to Chorin Ustakin, but the Bedika Achar Tashmish, the Gemara says, has to go to Chorin Ustakin. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chof Bei, says Kinuach. And we know that Kinuach is totally external, it's not internal at all, it's just a wipe. So therefore, Zuck the Noidim Yehudai have Smuchim from Shas, that you do not need real bedikos. Now, the Noda Yehuda is difficult, sheba difficult, sheba difficult, no? And in the Chavis Das and Sifkat and Daled, and in the Lechem B'Simla, Sifkat and Yud Aleph, and if you want advanced Talmud, you should read the Sidri Tahara, Sifkat and Chav Beis, and the Sidri Tahara, Sifkat and Chav Zayin. If you want super advanced Talmud, you should read the long Be'urim, the Sefer Badei HaShulchan on page 307. But, basically, each point that the Noda Yehuda makes is difficult. In Ershtins, the fact that he's mitzdarif the Ramban to the Shita is very difficult because, as we noted, the Ramban in his Hilchos Nida does not say that. The Ramban Hilchos Nida really requires Chorin Ustakin based on that line at the end of the Chidushim on Daf Hei about a Baal Nefesh, like we noted. Nikudashniya. The Rif does not quote internal Bedikas. What says the Lechem B'Simon Sifkot in Yud Aleph? There's so many halachas that are missing from the Rif. So you can't bring any proofs from Hashmatas HaRif. The Lechem B'Simla assumes that the Rif had some chibur on Hilchos Nida that he knew about, that he was using, that was somewhat well known, and that chibur was what he relied on. And the Rif left a lot of dinim out. What are you going to do if the Rif left dinim out? The Rambam. So yeah, in Perek Dalet, Bedikas don't appear in the Rambam, but in Perek Vov, they do. So they point out, like, what you're talking about. Bat Sheva, Yud Gimel Be'ilais, Kincha, Yud Gimel Mapos, whatever it is. All that proves is the Koach of David HaMelech, that he's able to have Yud Gimel Be'ilos one after the other, and the Mapo that's being used is to wipe David HaMelech off from all the Zerah. It doesn't really prove that you need only an external bedika. I, the Gemara on Yud Beis, Kevin Shetav, Ein Lecha Bedika Gedoyla Mizu. So the Rashba writes in his Chedushim on Yud Beis, and the Bali HaTaisa sound this way in Yud Beis also. We're talking about a Bum in Haderech. When you're Bum in Haderech, The pshat is that your wife is probably not so happy that you were out of town for a while, and you have to do more piyusim. Because you have to do more piyusim, it takes more time. So in that situation, and that situation only, do we assume that a kinuach would help? Or an external bedikah helps? Because there's much more time involved. Alternatively, we could say that just like Chazal are makel, that by a yotzei lederech, you're allowed to, according to the majority of Rishonim, be polkei this ishto. You're allowed to have tashmish hamita with your wife by yotzei lederech. So maybe they're also makel by, right? You're allowed to have tashmish hamita with your wife by yotzei lederech, even if it's ona hasamach levesta. So they're also makel by bamin haderech, that we throw certain kulas in because this is healthy for shalom bias or something along those lines, no? But because our masa, if you read the Noyd of Yehuda, in this edition of the Noyd of Yehuda, which I stole from the shelf, that Baruch Frankel has Hasagas on the Noyd of Yehuda, he's masa on every Nakuda Noyd of Yehuda. The Noyd of Yehuda tries to be Marech to prove that external bedikas is enough based on his cheshbon of Ravid, Rif, Rambam Taka mentions bedikas, even the Ravid, right? The whole thing, I would say, if you'd ask me and I'd be drunk, I would say it's like woven out of whole cloth. This is everyone, every Rishon that the Noyd of Yehuda proves doesn't say either two Gemaras, Yud Beis and Chof Beis and Sanhedrin. So Yud Beis, that's different. That's Bamin Haderech, right? Based on one of two reasons. Chof Beis, well, that Gemara, it could be that they weren't attacking B'dikos yet at that point. If you assume B'dikos are Dindra Abonin, no. We had a machlokes between the Chassam Sofer and the Chavastas, where the B'dikos Ben, so Shiv and Akim, Dindra Abonin, no. Could be they weren't attacking B'dikos at that point, in the days of Dovah HaMelech. Or it could be that Gemara is only is speaking about something different. It's Kinuach of Dovah HaMelech, to show Kama Yafa Kocho, to show how powerful he was. L'cha'ora, you need internal bedikas. Can you rely on the Noyd of Yehuda b'shas haduchat gadol? We spoke about the case that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was once asked by Rabbi J. Marcus about a kala who didn't do any internal bedikas or not. That's already advanced Talmud. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was taka mekel. The Chazon Ish in one place is taka mekel. But I would say normative Judaism is that bedikas have to be internal. So far, so good, gentlemen? Okay, so next time we learn, I just wanted to speak a little bit about Poletes Shechvasera, which are Se'ifim. We have to do Sif Yud still. But we need one turn Sif Yud, then we'll do Yud Alf Yud Beis Yud Gimel together. And then by the end of the week, Yirtzeh Hashem, I hope to finish Kuf Tzadi Rav. Sounds like a plan, gentlemen? Okay, may you have a wonderful day.